Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I wonder how many times it's like we see the Christian life as, I'm hanging on, Lord. I'm hanging on. I'm hoping for the best. I'm just hanging on with all I got. And that's not, is that what the Christian life is meant to be? Or is it, I surrender. I don't trust in my own power. I don't have what it takes. But Lord, I am open-handedly surrendered. I'm looking to you. And I know this healing that has to take place is something only you can do. Only your truth, only the strength of your spirit can guide me through this, because your life has the power in it to heal every wound. Does it? Now, there are effects that experiences of life have on us, just as they did with Paul. They made him stronger in certain areas. They made him learn things about himself, and he learned to trust God in different ways. He grew spiritually. So it's not like I'm going to forget all that, start over. It's not that. It's the effect, the poisonous effect of Satan's lies about the thing that happened in the past is what I am releasing. I'm letting go. I'm letting God heal it. I thought about another scripture that's familiar to us, but I want to use part of it. I want to go to a part that we don't always talk about. But anyway, you know the scripture in Hebrews 12 about running the race and letting go of the things that are past. Laying aside every weight, I guess, is the expression. And do you think the things that have happened to us in our past that we have left unhealed have an effect on us? You think just maybe the Lord wants us to be able to be healed and free from the effect, the negative effect of that? That's what God wants to heal. There's stuff in every single life here that's happened in your life, and it had a negative effect because you reacted to it out of human nature. And God wants to set you and me free from all the effect of that. And laying it aside is what he's talking about here. And then we run with perseverance the race that's set before us. But he gets down here. I'll go ahead and read part of this passage in verse 4. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have completely forgotten this word of encouragement. Doesn't sound like encouragement when you get into it, does it? This word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Now, discipline we think of as I did something wrong, I'm getting spanked for it. Well, I mean, there could be things where we need that kind of correction, but even there it's loving. But discipline is child training. He knows better than I do, and so he allows stuff, and then he wants to teach me through it, and I need to recognize that and cooperate with it and respect it. Realize that it happened because he loved me, not because he's against me. Okay? Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. Does stuff happen in your life that makes you want to react the wrong way? Do we recognize God's trying to teach me something through this thing right here, right now? Because my nature wants to react a certain way. And that's not the person he wants me to be. Thank you, Lord. Lord, give me the strength to make the right choice here and to thank you and to be more like Jesus. And I don't have to wonder how I can do that, because he's in me to do it and he's with me to do it. I've got what it takes if I just let it out. Instead of keeping him bottled in and trying to fix it myself or react to it myself. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. Now, I recognize that there are all kinds of situations in the world that aren't like that. And God can take us through all of that and help us to be free from the effects, the lingering effects of those things where they drag us down and we've listened to lies regarding them. Because obviously you've got all kinds of situations, all kinds of fathers. But anyway, how much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us, why? For our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. He's trying to set, that's part of the process of setting us free and changing us so we're more like him. Now, something we all know, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. All right, so what's the conclusion of that? Therefore, as a result of that, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. There are choices to make when we understand what's happening. We understand why God does stuff. We understand why he lets it happen. And so we need to start making choices to cooperate with the Lord and not listen to the devil. All right? So we strengthen our feeble arms and our weak knees, make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. That's God's heart. I don't care who you are this morning, whatever has happened in your past, whatever trauma you've had, whatever negative experiences, maybe you lived in an abusive environment. Maybe stuff happened. Divorce, you name it. All kinds of stuff happens in this crazy world. Do you think God still loves you? Does he absolutely intend even that to work for your good and not your ill? Or if somebody has done something and you're struggling with bitterness and unforgiveness, that kind of comes from human nature, doesn't it? When the Lord says forgive, and we say, uh-uh, we're as guilty as the person who did whatever we didn't like. That's just one minor example, but I mean, we all experience these things. And God is absolutely, do we really, really believe he loves us? Do we really believe he has a purpose and that it's a loving purpose? And that if we will surrender our right to react according to human nature and say, Lord, help me to be the person you have given me this new birth to build, to grow up. Do you believe he loves us enough and he's going to help us? Do you believe there's any wound that the devil can inflict and inject his poison that he cannot heal? What do we believe? God can heal every broken heart and set us free so that we're not dragging our past into today. What a difference that would make if we didn't have those lies, those germs still living in there. Because we're embracing, was this my hurt and I deserve it, and you know, all the lies that come with that. I'll tell you, God so longs to set his people free, and I believe he has a freedom for us that's more than we've ever imagined. And obviously the future is something that I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but you think that he wants us to be anxious about that? We know he doesn't. If we're really believing in him, can we not focus on now, enjoy him today, Ask him for his strength to act and react as his children and not as Adam's children. And then realize, he's got me. He's here. I may not feel him in this circumstance, but he's here because he promised. And I'm going to trust him with a circumstance that I don't understand right now. I'm trusting him. And I'm not going to sit here and, oh God, how is this going to work out? I've got to fix it. No, you've got to surrender it. Stretch out your hands and say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child and I know you love me and I'm going to trust you with today, with yesterday, today, and forever. Of course, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he? I'll tell you, we've got an awesome, awesome Savior. You know, I thought about a song that we used to sing in trio form, as best I remember, and it's decades ago now, the last time we did it. But I'm free. If I can remember the chorus, I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. And now, praise the Lord, I'm free. Whew. What an awesome song. Simple song. Do you think the Lord really wants you right now to be free this morning? Free from everything that's ever happened to you that the devil has used to bring you into bondage. To be able to let it go. Now, God will take the what you had, what you experienced, and he'll help to make you stronger and help to make you the person you want to be. It's to shape you, even if it's difficult. But we don't have to react to it as though it's bad and God's mad at me and all the lies that come with it. We can take those scars and say, praise God, God brought me through that, and he can help you, and I'm free from that. I don't have to live with that burden upon my heart right now. I can be free. Praise God. Isn't there a simplicity in this that I need? I need it this morning. Everyone needs it. We've all got a past. We've all got a future that we don't know, but we've got a Savior who's willing to take us all the way and never leave us or forsake us. We've got a reason to be here. And I know where it's coming out. I know where it's landing. We land before the throne, standing there, not because we deserve it, not because we're anything, but because of his plan and his mercy. But I want to be in tune with that more than I have. I want my thinking changed and learn how to act and react. I guess I'm saying the same thing, but let's live in the moment, free from the past, resting in his promise, and free from the fear of tomorrow. And even when things are difficult in the moment, we can enjoy him. We can lift our eyes and rejoice and make a choice to be thankful. It's not trying to work up a feeling, but we can say, Lord, I thank you in the middle of the storm. I have peace right here because I know you're with me and I know there's a reason for this happening right now. And I'm just going to trust you. Praise God. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.